Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 7 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Would you like to leave him a message? You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. How are things going in your company? How are things going in your company?
Number 2. Can I help you with your luggage? Can I help you with your luggage?
Number 3. Will you join us in the new project? Will you join us in the new project?
Number 4. How is your work these days? How is your work these days?
Number 5. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Number 6. Would you help me check my report? Would you help me check my report?
Number 7. May I say a few words about the new plan? May I say a few words about the new plan?
Section B, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 7 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the dialogues.
Number 8. Hello, Linda. Why are you so busy these days?
I am preparing for the New Year's party.
Question. What is Linda busy with? Number 8. Hello, Linda. Why are you so busy these days?
I am preparing for the New Year's party.
Question. What is Linda busy with?
Number 9. Where did you learn about our job position?
From your website.
Question. Where did the man get the information of the job position? Number 9. Where did you learn about our job position?
From your website.
Question. Where did the man get the information of the job position? Number 10. Who's going to give a lecture at tomorrow's meeting?
Dr. Johnson, a professor from the community college.
Question. Who will give the lecture tomorrow? Number 10. Who's going to give a lecture at tomorrow's meeting?
Dr. Johnson, a professor from the community college.
Question. Who will give the lecture tomorrow?
Number 11. I'm calling to talk with your manager.
Sorry, he's meeting with a customer.
Question. What is the manager doing now? Number 11. I'm calling to talk with your manager.
Sorry, he's meeting with a customer.
Question. What is the manager doing now?
Number 12. Tom, you were late for the meeting. Are you okay?
Sorry, I just forgot the meeting time.
Question. Why was Tom late for the meeting? Number 12. Tom, you were late for the meeting. Are you okay?
Sorry, I just forgot the meeting time.
Question. Why was Tom late for the meeting? Number 13. Oh my God, the traffic is too slow.
I think there must be a traffic accident ahead.
Question. What probably has happened on the road? Number 13. Oh my God, the traffic is too slow.
I think there must be a traffic accident ahead.
Question. What probably has happened on the road? Number 14. Are you going to accept the job?
Yes, it's good for me.
Question. What does the man think of the job? Number 14. Are you going to accept the job?
Yes, it's good for me.
Question. What does the man think of the job? Section C. Directions. In this section, there are two recorded conversations. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hey, Steve. How's everything with you?
Good. I'm now working on a project.
Did you watch yesterday's football match?
No, I didn't.
How about going to watch tomorrow's match? It's the weekend.
That sounds great.
I'll give you a call to let you know the time.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you.
Question 15. What has the man been doing these days?
Question 16. What are the two speakers going to do tomorrow? Now listen again. Hey, Steve. How's everything with you?
Good. I'm now working on a project.
Did you watch yesterday's football match?
No, I didn't.
How about going to watch tomorrow's match? It's the weekend.
That sounds great.
I'll give you a call to let you know the time.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you.
Question 15. What has the man been doing these days?
Question 16. What are the two speakers going to do tomorrow? Conversation 2.
Hello, John Smith speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. This is ABC Company. We've decided to offer you the position of project manager.
I'm very excited to hear the news. When will I start the work?
How about next Wednesday, July 1st?
No problem.
Do you know how to get to our company?
Yes, I know. I can take Subway Line 2. Am I right?
Yes, you get off at Nanjing Road Station.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Look forward to working with you.
Question 17. What job position is offered to Mr. Smith?
Question 18. When will Mr. Smith start his work?
Question 19. How will Mr. Smith go to the company?
Now listen again.
Hello, John Smith speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. This is ABC Company. We've decided to offer you the position of project manager.
I'm very excited to hear the news. When will I start the work?
How about next Wednesday, July 1st?
No problem.
Do you know how to get to our company?
Yes, I know. I can take Subway Line 2. Am I right?
Yes, you get off at Nanjing Road Station.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Look forward to working with you.
Question 17. What job position is offered to Mr. Smith?
Question 18. When will Mr. Smith start his work?
Question 19. How will Mr. Smith go to the company?
Section D. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet, in order of the numbered blanks, according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
When I need gas for my car, I pull into a gas station right around the corner from my house and use my gas card. Years ago, full-service gas stations were very common. However, things have changed. Now, most gas stations are self-service centers. Personally, I usually fill the car up with gas every time I stop. I generally pay in cash. But more and more gas stations accept credit cards. As gas prices are on the rise, I'm now thinking about buying a more fuel-efficient vehicle or just taking the bus to work.
The second reading.
When I need gas for my car, I pull into a gas station right around the corner from my house and use my gas card. Years ago, full-service gas stations were very common. However, things have changed. Now, most gas stations are self-service centers. Personally, I usually fill the car up with gas every time I stop. I generally pay in cash. But more and more gas stations accept credit cards. as gas prices are on the rise. I'm now thinking about buying a more fuel-efficient vehicle, or just taking the bus to work.
The third reading.
When I need gas for my car, I pull into a gas station right around the corner from my house and use my gas card. Years ago, full-service gas stations were very common. However, things have changed. Now, most gas stations are self-service centers. Personally, I usually fill the car up with gas every time I stop. I generally pay in cash. But more and more gas stations accept credit cards. As gas prices are on the rise, I'm now thinking about buying a more fuel-efficient vehicle or just taking the bus to work.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束。